Egzamin gimnazjalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom rozszerzony. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadania pierwszego i drugiego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Do you need some help?
Yes, please. I'm looking for Moonlight by Elizabeth Gardner.
Just a moment. Let me check it in our database. No, sorry, we haven't got it at the moment. Someone borrowed it last Thursday.
Oh, what a pity. I have to write a review for my literature class. It has to be ready for tomorrow.
Well, it's Tuesday afternoon. I don't think you would manage to finish it. The novel is over 300 pages long.
Oh, what shall I do now? My mum will be angry if I don't do my homework again. Maybe I should go to the cinema tonight and watch the film instead.
Does it have to be a review of Moonlight? Couldn't you write a review of a short story, for instance? We have plenty to choose from.
Well, I suppose I could. Besides, I'll have problems with getting tickets for tonight's showing. So I think I'll have a quiet evening at home. What do you recommend?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Do you need some help?
Yes, please. I'm looking for Moonlight by Elizabeth Gardner.
Just a moment. Let me check it in our database. No, sorry, we haven't got it at the moment. Someone borrowed it last Thursday.
Oh, what a pity. I have to write a review for my literature class. It has to be ready for tomorrow.
Well, it's Tuesday afternoon. I don't think you would manage to finish it. The novel is over 300 pages long.
Oh, what shall I do now? My mum will be angry if I don't do my homework again. Maybe I should go to the cinema tonight and watch the film instead.
Does it have to be a review of Moonlight? Couldn't you write a review of a short story, for instance? We have plenty to choose from.
Well, I suppose I could. Besides, I'll have problems with getting tickets for tonight's showing. So I think I'll have a quiet evening at home. What do you recommend?
Tekst drugi.
My first summer job was working as a waitress at a restaurant called Friendly's, which is still popular on the east coast of the US. Even my mother used to eat there when she was coming back from work. Friendly's has always been famous for its ice cream, but it also offers a variety of breakfast, lunch and dinner dishes. I worked at the counter, a place where single people could sit down. I still remember an old man, Mr. Potter, who came in every day and complained that his coffee wasn't hot enough. To be honest, I enjoyed his visits because he was really funny. The only problem for me was the special shirt and the jacket the other waiters and I had to put on for work every night. They were really uncomfortable and I hated them. My first job really taught me a lot. The most important lesson, however, was learning to get along with different types of people.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My first summer job was working as a waitress at a restaurant called Friendly's, which is still popular on the east coast of the US. Even my mother used to eat there when she was coming back from work. Friendly's has always been famous for its ice cream, but it also offers a variety of breakfast, lunch and dinner dishes. I worked at the counter, a place where single people could sit down. I still remember an old man, Mr. Potter, who came in every day and complained that his coffee wasn't hot enough. To be honest, I enjoyed his visits because he was really funny. The only problem for me was the special shirt and the jacket the other waiters and I had to put on for work every night. They were really uncomfortable and I hated them. My first job really taught me a lot. The most important lesson, however, was learning to get along with different types of people.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I'm 16, but my parents don't let me stay out longer than 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. They say it's for my own safety, even though they're not sure where and with whom I'm staying. I think it's mad. They also don't care if I do my homework or not, but when a friend gives me a ring, they ask, who was it? What did he want? What did he say?
Wypowiedź druga.
My mum and dad always criticize me. Why won't I eat pudding? Why don't I comb my hair? They also complain about my books all over the floor and my clothes lying on the chairs instead of in the wardrobe. I always do something wrong, and when I finally get something right, like the best grade in the class test, they're not interested.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
My parents don't mind if my room is messy or tidy. They don't even notice that I go to bed at midnight. All they want to know is how I do at school. Am I better at tests than others? My dad wants me to go to university and study law, and mum says she'll take my phone away if I'm not good at every subject.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
My mum and dad work long hours and come home late. They want me to do the shopping after school, clean the kitchen and the bathroom, and make a salad for dinner. How do I do all that? There's no time left for studying. I often have to do my homework until midnight because I want to have very good grades.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
I'm 16, but my parents don't let me stay out longer than 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. They say it's for my own safety, even though they're not sure where and with whom I'm staying. I think it's mad. They also don't care if I do my homework or not, but when a friend gives me a ring, they ask, who was it? What did he want? What did he say?
Wypowiedź druga.
My mum and dad always criticize me. Why won't I eat pudding? Why don't I comb my hair? They also complain about my books all over the floor and my clothes lying on the chairs instead of in the wardrobe. I always do something wrong, and when I finally get something right, like the best grade in the class test, they're not interested.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
My parents don't mind if my room is messy or tidy. They don't even notice that I go to bed at midnight. All they want to know is how I do at school. Am I better at tests than others? My dad wants me to go to university and study law, and mum says she'll take my phone away if I'm not good at every subject.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
My mum and dad work long hours and come home late. They want me to do the shopping after school, clean the kitchen and the bathroom, and make a salad for dinner. How do I do all that? There's no time left for studying. I often have to do my homework until midnight because I want to have very good grades.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.